A national study from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics shows Montana's percentage of minimum wage workers shrinking at the fastest rate in the country. The figures show Montana had a 60% reduction in minimum wage workers from 2011 to 2012, during a time when Montana's economy and labor force was growing. But Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us these national figures need to be taken in context.
It's lunchtime at God's Love Homeless Shelter in Helena. A number of people tell me they'd be happy to have a job making the federal minimum wage of $7.25. Brett Herman did recently find some work for more than that.
Took a roof off a house.
And how much were you getting paid there?
$8 an hour.
That was only for one day, though. However, on this week's 75th anniversary of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which created the minimum wage, on that anniversary, Montana overall seems to be doing a comparatively good job of pushing its labor force out of the minimum wage into higher paid work. A 60% drop in minimum wage workers from 2011 to 2012. A U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report shows that is more than any other state.
A 60% drop, and that sounds pretty large.
But here's Aaron McNay.
My name's Aaron McNay. I'm an economist for the Department of Labor and Industry.
That's the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. And McNay points out some parts of this report can be misleading. One, he says the Bureau of Labor Statistics was dealing with a pretty small sample size, so the figures could vary a bit. Two, a large percentage change in a low population state like Montana doesn't necessarily mean it's a big number of people.
To some extent, it isn't quite as large of a change as the first glance would seem.
The study shows the number of workers in Montana making at or less than the prevailing federal minimum wage dropped from 10,000 people to 4,000 people. And that actually leads to McNay's next point.
So they're only looking at the federal minimum wage numbers, not taking into account the differences that occur due to state-level minimum wage changes.
The federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. During 2011, the year of this study, Montana's minimum wage jumped from $7.35 to $7.65 an hour. McNay says that jump could account for part of that large decline in federal minimum wage earners. Wait, though, that still means in 2012, there were about 4,000 people making at or less than the federal minimum wage, which is already less than the state minimum wage.
Well, there's several things to look at that can result in workers being paid less than minimum wage, and that's perfectly legal.
McNay says there are a number of exceptions to the minimum wage in the state.
One of the big ones for Montana is that businesses or establishments that have net sales of $110,000 or less for the year and don't sell their goods across state lines, they have a minimum wage level that's actually only like $4 an hour.
Also, some workers under 18 in training programs don't make minimum wage. Dependents working in their parents' business or doing chores around the house don't have to. And there are others. All of this is not to say things are not going well for Montana's workforce. They are. Montana's unemployment rate continues to tick downward. It's at 5.4% right now, more than 2% less than the national average. And McNay says Montana's relatively strong recovery from the Great Recession has likely had the effect of raising wages. Back at God's Love Shelter, Dana Norman is finishing up her meal. She's just started making higher wages.
Got a job at McDonald's making $8.50 an hour.
That's 50 cents more than her last job and 70 cents more than the current Montana minimum wage of $7.80 an hour. She's happy for it. But she's still not making enough to turn down the free lunches from the shelter.
Because I don't get food stamps, and it's where I just started this job, and it's right now it's a difficult time for me, so till I can actually get up off my feet at this job. So
she says she is making a living wage, just barely. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.